You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois on a beautiful morning here, Monday morning here in Chicago, talking about some public policy issues that affect the Catholic community in the state of Illinois. And actually, today's topic will probably also focus on the Catholic community across the country. At least at this point in time, it looks like it's going to be a conversation between myself and you, the listeners. And today's topic, what we would talk about, is something that I think we're all surrounded by currently right now, which is the presidential election that is going on. It has been going on for a couple months. We've talked about it a few times on these very airwaves, but I wanted to get your thoughts this morning, and please feel free to give us a call because this is a conversation between myself and our audience, our Catholic community, at 312-751-1979. And what we want to talk about a little bit actually relates to a column that's in today's Chicago Tribune. It is written by a gentleman by the name of Doug Kimmick. And for some listeners out there, they may be familiar that Mr. Kimmick has been making the news lately as an individual who has worked in Republican administrations and considers himself to be a leading pro-life advocate. And for some of you may know, he has recently come out in support of Senator Obama. And his reasoning is one which we want to talk with you today at 312-751-1979. I guess for our callers, I guess the essence of our conversation is going to be this. Is there more than one way to address the issue of an intrinsic evil in our country of the abortion issue? Right now, we have a candidate in Senator Obama who is reaching out aggressively to Catholics and non-Catholics alike, but he is reaching out in ways that have really been unprecedented, at least in recent times, to engage the Catholic community in looking at the question of abortion in perhaps a different light, one which we've been aware of in the past. But I think that it'd be safe to say that the candidate of the candidacy of Senator Obama, who is so articulate and so energetic and is so embodying that word of change that seems to be on the public's mind, is articulating a position that perhaps is going to appeal to some Catholics in ways that have not been before. If some of you have seen today's Chicago Sun-Times, he gave a very aggressive, eloquent speech about being a father and what it means to be a father. In the pulpit, by the way, of Apostolic Church of God, I believe that's the name of the parish, and he talks about responsible fatherhood. And I think the Sun-Times says something to the effect like, any fool can be a father, but it takes a man to be a parent. This is going to resonate with different aspects of the Catholic constituency. So the question today is this just a progressive interpretation of social justice, or is this the end of the traditional way that we've looked at Roe v. Wade and ending the issue of abortion in our country? The number is 312-751-1979, and I'll cite a couple developments recently that have been called to my attention, and we have talked about ways to address it. First of all is the increasing emergence of a group called Catholics Alliance for the Common Good. It is staffed by former people who are related to the John Kerry campaign back in 2004. Alexis Kelly is their executive director, and they are very aggressive in terms of their grassroots advocacy on the internet. Secondly, I would cite the example of Senator Obama's funding and the money he's been able to raise in his campaign for a national outreach coordinator specifically to Catholics. And they are going to be very aggressive in reaching out to some members of the hierarchy as well as different people in the pews. Third, I cite a meeting that held last week on June 10th, a meeting that was here in Chicago. It was talked about in the media, and it was talked about with that were representatives of 30 different faith groups who attended the meeting. Doug Kimmick was one of them, and that column is today, as I said earlier, in the Chicago Tribune. Mr. Kimmick's column is probably the fourth example I would cite. And finally, you probably are aware through some of the events recently about the group called Catholics for Obama. So with those five developments, I asked the audience, is where is this going in terms of this upcoming presidential election? The number is 312-751-1979. We have 1 hour to talk about this subject, and we want your opinions. I guess the other question we want to raise here this morning is, although it's still early in terms of the presidential campaign, it's only June, but this does not seem to have the same feel, this race, as it did in 2004. Which was a campaign characterized by George Bush. The pro-life community was very engaged, was very much behind that candidate and very strong in its opposition to the challenger, John Kerry. What's wrong with Senator McCain? Is there an issue with him in terms of his ability to reach out to the Catholic community on the fundamental issue of life and dignity of the human person? I am told we have to take a quick break, but once again, we want to introduce this topic to you of is there more than one way to address the question of right to life in terms of public policy. This is going to be the position that will be articulated by Senator Obama as the campaign heats up, and we want to hear your opinion about this topic at 312-751-1979. Give us a call. We'll be right back after this brief message.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Pope Benedict XVI makes an historic trip to the United States. During his six-day visit, the Pope makes several stops in Washington and New York. He addresses the United Nations, prays with clergy abuse victims, goes to Ground Zero, and celebrates Mass with tens of thousands of Catholic faithful at Nationals Park and Yankee Stadium. Cardinal George was at the Pope's side throughout the visit. We'll talk with Cardinal George about Pope Benedict's U.S. tour in this very special edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North of South Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. I had the pleasure of accompanying our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, during his recent six-day visit to our country. I would like to personally invite you to join me at an evening service where I'll reflect with you on the significance of the Pope's visit to our country and on how the Holy Father was able to touch our hearts in a special way.
Prayer services will be held at St. Christopher Church in Midlothian on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. and at St. Tecla Parish in Chicago on Monday, June 30th at 7 p.m. For details, visit www.archchicago.org.
Welcome back to our show on this bright, beautiful, sunny morning here in Chicago on the 16th of June, I believe it is. It is 9:13 a.m., and we're talking about the candidacy of Senator Obama and the candidacy of Senator John McCain as it relates to one of the fundamental issues of facing our country today, which is life and dignity of the human person. Shirley, we have a Shirley on the phone from Park Ridge, I believe. Shirley, welcome to our conversation.
Thank you. I wanted to point out that Pope John Paul II and our present Holy Father, as well as the Catholic bishops of the United States, have urged us Catholics to look in the coming election at the main issue, which is the killing of baby boys and baby girls. So Senator McCain is pro-life on that issue. Senator Obama has consistently voted pro-abortion when he has not abstained from life issues. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Shirley, and I'm sure your comment will resonate with a lot of our listeners today. And I think Shirley was referring to the document that was put out recently by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops back in November of 2007 called Faithful Citizenship, which encourages Catholics to look at both faith and reason as they approach how to make a decision about their candidate, who to select as a candidate, not only for president, but for other offices as well. It is 9:14 a.m. here in Chicago. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The number is 312-751-1979. We have Norma calling from Oak Brook. Norma, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that Senator Obama is so eloquent, and as Catholics, we agree with so many of his social justice issues and his stands. However, we need to look at the reality of his position on life. In his speech in Pennsylvania, when he spoke of if one of his daughters were to be pregnant as a teen,
right,
they would be punished with a child. And I know when I heard that word, I was just stunned and aghast that anyone, especially Senator Obama, would look at a child as punishment rather than the result of someone's actions.
No, and that, go ahead.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
And it was, I heard one of the state representatives comment at the time that same day that it was chilling, and that's just how it felt to me, that it was chilling to hear him say that.
Norma, I've heard two interpretations. Well, I've heard many interpretations of that comment. The first one is the one that you so clearly described. The other goes back to, I think, what Senator Obama was talking about over the weekend in the pulpit at when he was in the Apostolic Church of God, which is that he is going to make one of the fundamental tenets of his campaign is going to be talked about. Is going to talk about responsible fatherhood and the consequences of irresponsible behavior, and not that we would ever term punishment of a child, but there are some who say that that is what he was referring to in terms of any child who is pregnant at that age. That is an incredible burden upon that individual, and some people feel that's what he was referring to, not so much that the punishment of having the child. But it's kind of a nuanced position, but I understand, and I've been reading a lot about the interpretations mm-hmm. of that comment. Anything else?
No, just thank you for the
great
topic.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you very much for your phone call. This is Bob Gilligan with the Catholic Conference of Illinois. I do once again call everybody's attention to the Tribune today. And if you don't have a copy of the Tribune, or maybe if you can pull it up over the internet, these comments by Doug Kimmick are going to be a fundamental tenet of the Obama campaign as we go forward and talking about the various issues that are affecting the Catholic constituency, mostly as it pertains to the life and defense of the unborn. And I guess the other question here, part of our topic, is laws and their influence on our culture. I think you're going to hear Senator Obama talk a lot about the obligation to change the culture such that abortion is not an alternative that is chosen by anyone, but that we need to keep the laws the same, but focus on changing the culture. This, folks, is going to be a challenge for the Catholic constituency, as we have not seen in recent times with a presidential candidate as articulate as Senator Obama. It is 9:17 in the morning here in Chicago, and we want your phone call at 312-751-1979. And we have another caller on the line. Her name is Peggy. Peggy, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello.
I am so confused. I'm Albert.
Welcome to the cloud.
Well, the thing is that the more I look, the more it seems to look stranger and stranger. Like in Canada, I remember that minister that got up and said homosexuality was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and some commission, some legal commission,
right,
fined him, said he had to go and apologize to homosexuals. And,
yeah.
And it's like, wow, I thought Canadians were really big on freedom of speech, and this is like a hate crime. And now there's another guy up there he wrote something in a book, America Alone, and somebody didn't like it up there.
Mark Stein. Right, very good book.
And he got, slammed. I'm thinking, what's happening to freedom of speech? And then I looked at this life issue, and responsibility for fathers that you're talking about. And I
right.
thought, wasn't this the prerogative? This is a moral prerogative. This belongs to the church. And, like, when the secular society starts dictating what is morally right and wrong, I'm thinking, oh, good, that doesn't sound good. You know, it sounds like, Christian principles, yes. But when the state becomes God, that's what Stalin was after. That's what Lenin was after. You know, the state is God, and we will now tell you what to do. That's mm-hmm. 1984 on the hoof, and I'm yeah. thinking, that doesn't sound real good. It sounds like they're opting and co-opting our issues and saying, God is not the answer. The state is the answer. And I'm going, I don't think that's right. I think mm-hmm. that's a mistake. But I don't know how to say that. I mean, do you mm-hmm. get the funny feeling something very strange is going on here?
Well, I think that you're seeing a whole renewed interest in the intersection of faith and politics, and there's probably not a clear line of demarcation, perhaps, that we once were led to believe, perhaps even as recently as a few years ago. Peggy, we have to take a quick break. Hold on, though. I want to ask you a quick question when we come back. It is 9:19 a.m. Peggy, if you could just hold on a second, we'll pick up with your comments when we return. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The phone number is 312-751-1979. Join our conversation about this new take on this issue from Senator Obama. And let's not forget about John McCain as well. We'll talk about some of his positions. We'll take you right back after this message.
Men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Get into the swing of things this summer by golfing at a spectacular Chicago area golf course while supporting a great cause at the same time. On Wednesday, July 23rd, tee off at Cog Hill or Ruffled Feathers Golf Club. This event benefits Catholic Charities Family Services, and that covers a wide range of programs that help families during their most difficult times. Catholic Charities assists everyone in need, not just Catholics, people facing homelessness, unemployment, not being able to afford their next meal. You won't find a better cause, so sign up for this golf event or take advantage of a sponsorship opportunity. Call 312-948-6797 for more information or visit our website at catholiccharities.net/golf. It's an exciting, fun-filled day that begins with a challenging round of golf and ends with a steak dinner, raffle, and auction. Tee it up and swing away. Score one for Catholic Charities.
This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. We're back here on our conversation talking about this the life issue with Senator Obama's position and Senator McCain's. Peggy, I'm sorry. We are, as you can imagine, we have a number of phone callers online. If I could just move on and let you move on as well, and we'll take a couple others. I just was going to say to you, though, and I'll let listeners know that Catholics in particular and the presidential level have been doing a pretty good job of picking the winner. In the last nine elections, They've picked the winner, the top vote getter, I believe, in every single election. The Gore election was probably the one exception. We picked the top vote getter, but he didn't win, obviously. So Catholics have picked the Republican presidential nominee 5 times and the Democratic 4 times, and we're doing pretty good in terms of picking who the winner is.
Well, I one last thing to say then.
Quickly.
You know, Father Flager said a lot of stuff.
Sure.
And, like, his church is very popular, as people love him. And somebody said, listen, Father Flager, we're not going for the short haul here, how popular you are and how loved and everything. We're going for the long haul, which is how many souls are saved and are not damned. And I think that the same thing holds true politically. We're not going for the short haul, you know, oh, you won the election. We're going for the morality of the culture. We're going for the souls of the saved and the lost to keep them safe when they're in,
right,
and to get them if they're lost. And I think that's the thing I want to say. It's like, I think I'll leave now. Okay,
yeah.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Catholic social teaching based on the truth of the human person. So it's a little difficult to decide. Let's take our next caller. I believe it's Peter in Stickney. Is that correct? Somebody,
yes,
Peter,
yes,
welcome.
Is.
How are you?
Yeah, okay. You know, it's kind of ironic, but I just read the column this morning as
good.
I was sitting here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a deacon, a permanent deacon, and I preached yesterday. And one of the things I preached about was, it always amazes me how even Catholic people, when they talk about abortion, they say, well, it's legal, so just leave it alone. Mind your own business. Oh, Senator Obama, when he was in the Illinois legislature, voted against the Child Born Alive Act.
Sure.
Now, what kind of courage does that take? To me, the man has no spine. He has no guts. He will do nothing. He will not end the war. He will not improve the economy. He will not protect life. He's a fancy talker, smooth talker, and that's what people are being taken in on.
And I think, Peter, you summarize it well, and I think it's something that we need to be especially articulate about in this upcoming season because Senator Obama is very eloquent. And when you read that column today, I think you get a sense of what that meeting was like by Mr. Kimmick's columns.
I want to get a sense of, Bob.
Go ahead.
Intellectual snobbery. That's what it reminds me of, intellectual snobbery. Tell him to read Alan Bloom's book, The Closing of the American Mind.
Yeah, I read that a couple of years ago.
Well, it's more than a couple of years, but
yeah,
it's to the point.
Right, absolutely, Peter. Thanks so much for your phone call, and thanks for your standing up and preaching about these topics that are not easy to talk about in our culture today, but it's the reason why we have this show and why we want to engage the culture in a more fruitful conversation. Let's see. I think we have Chris on the phone next. Is that correct? Somebody's nodding at me. Yes. Chris, you're on the line. Welcome to our conversation.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Great, great. Good conversation. You know, the gentleman that just called, I mean, I would... What I've come to know is, you know, that I really look at how they have acted and what their votes are. I do no longer do I trust a stump speech.
Actions.
Nor do I.
Right.
Nor do I look at the pretty words on either side. And what I've, and here's a couple things for your listeners to know in terms of Obama's record, which is extensive. He's in bed with Planned Parenthood. He gave speeches at the Aurora abortion mill. He voted present so that the bills would fail. The bill that the deacon just talked about was a bill that said if a child survives an abortion, that child will not get medical care, and Obama supports that. So a dismembered, aborted baby would not get medical care. Obama said we do not give him care. He supports the Parent Notification Act, where a minor can, below the age of 18, can get an abortion without letting the parents know about it.
Yeah, I believe he does not support that. Right.
He supported gay marriage. Mm-hmm. Essentially, here's my point, is that America is great because it has a Judeo-Christian culture based on natural law. And those natural laws have supported us throughout our 200, 300 years. And what's happening is that even though he gives great speeches about he's increasing fatherhood, no one asks him about the 13 million black babies who have been aborted. And I honestly believe that he does mean that if his daughter did have a baby that they didn't want, that grandchild of his would actually be punishment, and he would abort his own grandchild.
Chris, can I ask you something? I think you're making some arguments against Senator Obama. Is there anything about Senator McCain's candidacy that you see as particularly exciting? It seems to me, at least so far, and it's early, it seems that at least with some of the that McCain's campaign really isn't quite caught on yet, or is it just too early and we're going to do this later? Or these issues don't seem to be making the front and center issues. The two issues that are just dominating the conversation are Iraq and obviously the economy with the price of gas and food increasing. Do you think as we proceed in the next 5 months that we're going to get to these issues like we did in 04, or is it they just going to be a distant sort of other under the other category? Briefly.
I don't know if McCain is capable of communicating these things properly to the people, because honestly...
And why is that?
Well, I think his style. I think it's difficult. I think we live in a soundbite world. I don't think people mm-hmm. really have the oratory capabilities like they do in Britain, for example, where you have mm-hmm. to stand up, and even the schools you give your exams are oral.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people can speak. I mean, have you ever talked to a 22-year-old today?
Yeah, dude.
Like is about every third word.
Yeah, but I guess my point is, that's one of the reasons we chose this topic today, and not to be argumentative, but I think Senator Obama is eloquent. I think he does have that capacity to reach people through the media. And maybe not on this topic, but I think they're going to put some resources into it, and they're going to create reasonable doubt amongst a lot of people who are not as informed as you are.
Yeah, I think he's eloquent. I think obviously he's eloquent, but if you listen to his talks,
uh-huh.
and I've heard him answer questions, and I've tried to keep an open mind, but I can't when I get about seven topics into it for him, because his record is so anti-life, anti-Judeo-Christian mm-hmm. values, and.
Yep.
He'll give an answer. For example, if you listen to him on these press conferences, he'll give an answer. He won't give a two or three sentence answer.
It'll He's very good at that. Yep.
And I don't know what he says, but I would just encourage everybody to go to the record, go to the votes, look at what they did, what did they vote for, who backed them, why are they, where's the money coming from, and et cetera, and forget the rhetoric.
Good advice, Chris. They're yelling at me that I got to take another quick break,
but I would also
challenge you to do the same, and that's why we're in the airwaves today talking about this. Thanks for your phone call, Chris. I didn't mean to cut you off, but larger powers are at work here in the studio. It is 9:30, coming up on 9:31. This is Bob Gilligan. Give us a call. Weigh in on this conversation with the upcoming presidential election and who is saying what about a very important issue to the Catholic community. 312-751-1979. We'll be right back after this message.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah.
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Thank you.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back. This is Bob Gilligan talking about the candidacy of Senator Obama, the issue of life and how it's being presented, and the new development. And I'm not sure if it's new, but I think it's just being repackaged. And I'm going to say it's being put forth in large part by the very eloquent and persuasive arguments by the gentleman of name of Doug Kimmick. And I guess the question on the table is, do laws shape the culture, or does the culture shape laws? Is it an either-or question? Perhaps that deserves further conversation, and I think we're going to get it here in a second with Terry, who is from Villa Park. Terry, welcome to the conversation. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob. How's it going?
We're great. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
Go ahead.
I have not read the Kimmick article, although you had made a comment about, or someone made a comment about Senator Obama saying, we don't want to change the laws.
Right.
We want to change the culture.
Right.
And I'm thinking that would have pretty much conflicted with what his daddy did when he came over as part of the civil rights movement, where
uh-huh.
they wanted to do both. And in fact, striking down the laws is one of the ways to more quickly change the culture.
Terry, you win. Absolutely right. And that's the answer to the question, which is laws do influence the culture. And I think that's that is the heart of the argument against what Mr. Kimmick is saying, which is that as a legal scholar, he argues that I'm trying not to put words in his mouth, but what I hear him saying is that we've been trying to overturn Roe v. Wade, and it's been unsuccessful over the past 30 years. I think he diminishes the progress that's been made with the pro-life community. Some of the things that have been talked about before with the evolution of parental notification laws, informed consent, all of those things. And I think he diminishes the importance of those and the effect that it's been having in changing the culture. So I would concur with you. I do think that they go hand in hand, but it seems like Mr. Kimmick now, who, by the way, has some credibility. He is a constitutional law professor at Pepperdine University. He was a former assistant United States attorney under the Reagan administration. So it's not like this is a gentleman who doesn't have any authority and credibility behind what he's saying. So I think it's reason to be concerned.
Yeah. And actually, also a side comment regarding the eloquence of speakers, and this would be a difficult thing because you'd have to read, but Dr. King was an incredibly eloquent speaker, but if you didn't get a chance to hear him speak, you can read his speeches, and you don't get, it's not all the music of the speech, as
right,
it were.
Right.
The words remain powerful still. You can read Birmingham Jail's letter today and be struck by it.
Absolutely.
And if you read I've understood that if you read some of what Senator Obama says, and this would probably hold true also of Senator McCain, that you read it and you go, well, okay, yeah. But you wouldn't get excited about it.
Letters from the Birmingham Jail I'd strongly recommend everybody reading those. That is absolutely true. But if you look at some of the speeches that are being given today, especially the stump speeches, I think they, as you indicate, it's a lot of rhetoric and not much substance.
Right.
Terry, thanks
God
so
bless
much.
You, Bob. Thank
Great.
You very much.
Thank you for your phone call. Excellent points. It is 9:36 a.m. here in Chicago, talking about the presidential campaign. Why not? Everybody else is talking about it. CNN, Fox, and now us. Everybody's talking about it. Even Mike in the booth is talking about it. Okay, we have another caller. Les from Oak Brook, I believe, is on the air. Les, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good
thanks
morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Yes, the point that I would like to make is that I listen to Catholic radio, and I study a lot about the Catholic faith. I'm a lifelong Catholic, and just the fact that the Catholic Church teaches us that there are five non-negotiable issues for Catholic voters,
mm-hmm.
and one of those is the issue of abortion, and that Catholics... cannot vote for a candidate who supports abortion. But what's really confusing to me is the fact that, you know, you have an international figure like Father Flager, who served on the I believe he served on the committee of Catholics for Obama, and it's extremely confusing because the church allows him just to go along on his own merry way, and instead of coming out and saying that no, what Father Flager is saying is goes directly against Catholic teaching.
Les, I should interject that just for the record, Father Flager was originally listed on a website as a member of Catholics for Obama, but he informed Senator Obama that he could no longer serve in that capacity as a Catholic priest, and his name was taken off the list, and he is no longer on it. So, although he was originally volunteered his name, he did wind up ultimately resigning from that position.
Well, but he's been, he says he's been a spiritual guide to Mr. Obama for some 20 years or so.
Sure, I think they've been friends, yes.
Yes, and he certainly allows pro-abortion people to speak within the walls of a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. Look at Al Sharpton a few years ago, and there were Catholics who were nearly begging the cardinal to not allow Mr. Sharpton to speak in the church, and Sharpton was allowed to go on.
Les, if I could, just in response to some of the things that you're saying, and I think you brought up some good points about the non-negotiables and supporting such candidates, but I will tell you that the response is going to be, and I urge listeners just for their so they can be further informed of how the Obama campaign is talking about this issue. They do lift excerpts from the bishop statement, and they put them on their website, and they give the argument about there may be times, and I'm reading directly from it, and this is from Faithful Citizenship, so they're lifting excerpts from Faithful Citizenship in order to defend the rationale behind supporting a non-pro-life candidate. It says there may be times when a Catholic who rejects a candidate's unacceptable position may decide to vote for that candidate for other morally grave reasons. So they are going to cite the proportionate rationale as a reason to that a Catholic could support Senator Obama. So I bring that up for people's knowledge, and we are going to have to learn how to talk about that issue in the public square. Any reaction to that?
Yes, I believe that they're talking about that in a scenario when all of the candidates are on the same side of the fence on that issue. And here we clearly have Senator McCain, who is pro-life. And, you know, certainly, God looking down on all of us saying, you know, how you're going to nitpick, you know, you're going
that's
to...
That's what they're
going to...
Right.
You're yep. going God is going to say, hey, I'm not reading the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is wrong under all circumstances is what the Catholic Church teaches us.
Les, I have to let you go. I'll close, though, and they're reminding me I have to take another break. I was also looking at some of the websites last night, and they actually quote Archbishop of Denver, Chaput, and they quote one of his statements by saying, Catholics can vote for pro-choice candidates if they vote for them despite, not because of, their pro-choice views. Catholics can support pro-choice candidates if they support them despite, not because of, their pro-choice views. That's actually in there twice. That is what is going to be in the conversation. So, Les, thanks for bringing that up. And I think the purpose of Les's comment is to further educate us on how to respond to some of those comments when they're going to be made. It is 9:42 a.m. We have to take another quick break. We have a few more phone callers back on the line when we return. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference. The number, if you want to join our conversation in the last 17 minutes, so we have plenty of time to include you, is 312-751-1979, and we'll be right back.
Choosing an element. elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to Chicago area residents on Saturday, June 21st at Holy Cross, Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish, 4500 South Wood Street in Chicago, and on Saturday, August 23rd at St. Francis of Rome School at 1400 South Austin Boulevard in Cicero. The health fairs are free to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Social service providers will also be on hand to offer a one-stop-shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to help these health fairs run smoothly. Please call Arlene Irvin at 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. Here's wishing you good health from Catholic Charities.
This is Bob Gilligan, and I'm back, much to my surprise, here on the air, thanks to our Crackjack staff. The number is 312-751-1979. It is 9:45 a.m. in Chicago, and we have another phone caller on the air. Genevieve, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. The word eloquence, you know, when we were in grade school, we had classes called elocution, but they never made us great orators. He's charming. He's folksy. He's young, but he does appeal to race. Now, he wouldn't be where he is if it wasn't for the issue on war. But he's going to have the same thing afterwards. There's going to be no change in any policy. He's advocating bombing Pakistan. And he raises no question about the thousands and thousands of our soldiers that are spread all over the world. That policy has to change. Now, Catholics are wimps. If you've seen any pictures of the Koreans protesting the import of American beef, you'll see what a democracy can do. Catholics are absolute wimps. And Laura Bush is over there promising the Afghanistans $30 million for their schools. And what has happened to our Catholic schools? We're double taxed. Now, what did Mr. Obama occur in the 20 years? Somebody called into a talk show recently and said, what has happened with the schools there? What has happened to the crime? What has happened to the single-parent moms? Where are those fathers? What has he done in the 20 years he was here in Chicago? Amen.
He's sure talking a lot about it now, as he was doing yesterday and received some national news, not national, but at least in the local scene. That was well covered, his appearing yesterday at the Apostolic Church of God, I believe is the name of it. Genevieve, thanks for your phone call. Very passionate response by Genevieve. It is 9:47 a.m. I think we have another phone caller on the line. It is Ed in Midlothian. Ed, welcome to our phone call, our show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good, we're good. How about yourself?
I long for the days of Father Coughlin, long before your time, who used to, that was a radio priest. They used to come out every Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
The woman that just got through making a remark that Catholics are wimps, that goes for every cardinal, priest, or bishop in the United States. They sit on their dead ass and see all the things that are going on. Nobody gets up in the pulpit and says a word. With all the power that the United States, in this United States, that we Catholics have to permit this abortion and the rest of the stuff, he can lay it back in the hands of these cardinals and bishops who don't want to get up and to have the courage that Father Coughlin used to have. Father Coughlin was put off the air by his bishop, or his Cardinal Mooney, because he called President Roosevelt down right on the air because of his mistress that he had in the White House. And here we are sitting back here with all the powers that we Catholics have, and these bishops, like I say, doing nothing. I can see why the evils that are growing each day, and I put some other warned us at Fatima of what was going to happen if we don't straighten our eyes out.
Ed, a couple comments. Well, thanks for your phone call. First of all, if you may recall, and if you're listening to the entire show, but Peter from Stickney called in, who is a permanent deacon, and he had indicated that yesterday he was talking about some of these same themes that we're talking about in our conversation today, which is protecting the life of the unborn and those at the end of life. So I think some people are standing up, and Peter indicated that he is. The other thing is, you know, I know I deal with and discuss these issues and other issues often with some in the Catholic community, specifically, you know, Cardinal George, who has been quite outspoken about the need by public elected officials to take stands, not only to support non-public education or Catholic schools, but also in this topic on the defense of human life. So I do think they speak out, and I think the reaction oftentimes that some of them have is to the degree that we as laity can speak out on issues, provides some, if you will, support for them to do so. So, you know, to the degree that you can continue keeping that message alive, I think is helpful for any priest and any bishop. And so, you know, I think the obligation is upon us as much as it is upon the hierarchy who do speak out and they do write and they do try to make their opinions known. But in this culture, it's difficult to do so. And that's one of the reasons we're on the air today talking about this and other subjects. And it's why the diocese supports Catholic Radio and why Relevant Radio exists and many other outlets, the Catholic New World. And I think you're seeing now some laity also involved with various aspects of ministry. I'm familiar with a group myself trying to do something about it called ICEPAC, I-C-E-P-A-C, and they're trying to make their positions known about life and family issues. And I urge them, you to go to their website, www.icepac.com. I think there's a slash in there. Anyway, this is Bob Gilligan, and I'm told we have to take a quick break before we sign off in the air in about 9 minutes. The number is 312-751-1979. Please join us. We'll be right back.
Cardinal Francis George comments on the Pope's recent visit to the United Nations.
What he told them was that state sovereignty isn't as important as human rights, and that governments exist to protect the human rights of the human family. He kept talking about family, and that's the center of society for Catholic social teaching. Everything we do is to protect families.
Now you have an opportunity to hear Cardinal George in person discuss Pope Benedict's historic visit to the United States. Cardinal George will speak at prayer services at St. Christopher Church in Midlothian on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. and at St. Tecla Parish in Chicago on Monday, June 30th at 7 p.m.
This is Cardinal Francis George. I had the pleasure of accompanying Pope Benedict during his recent visit to our country when he touched our hearts in a special way. I would like to personally invite you to join me at an evening service where I'll reflect with you on the significance of the Pope's visit to our country.
Why do we have four Gospels instead of one?
How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really about?
What do the prophets of Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, the official Bible study program of the Archdiocese of Chicago. You'll learn the big picture of the Bible and grow your faith by reading and praying every book. Three classes for new students open in September in Chicago and in Tinley Park. To find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the word.
Welcome back to the conclusion of our program. This is Bob Gilligan with the Catholic Conference of Illinois. We could squeeze in one more phone caller at 312-751-1979. If we don't get it, I'll just try to summarize the conversation today. And I urge people to take a look at today's Chicago Tribune, either get it online or pick up a copy of the paper. Doug Kimmick is going to be a leading figure in the Obama campaign when it comes to faith and politics and the issue of life, as the Democratic nominee certainly knows that this is going to be a very important issue as he proceeds to try to become the next president of the United States. I should add, too, that if you look at the Democratic primary and some of the trends that went on in that race, you'll notice that Senator Obama did not do particularly well with some Catholics in the Midwest, particularly in the states of Ohio, Pennsylvania. You see that his numbers were considerably lower in terms of support than his rival, Hillary Clinton, was able to gather. Now the question becomes, as we go into the general, will the senator from Illinois be able to gather the support of those if you will, let's say, moderate Catholic voters in the Midwest? And if you look at the map on who and how we'll choose our next president, it is virtually in a dead heat. And it will be somewhat a repeat of 2004, which, quite frankly, will make the states of Ohio and Pennsylvania and perhaps even Indiana some of the key states that will decide, and Michigan for that matter, who will decide the next president of the United States. So for those callers who didn't get a chance to call in, we regret not hearing from you. For those who did, we thank you very much. Once again, I also urge you to go to the websites of the Obama campaign, which has a lot of teachings about the bishop's statements, and they lift excerpts from Faithful Citizenship. Faithful Citizenship, as you know, is a document put out in November of 2007 by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops informing Catholics how to vote based on faith and reason. I think it's particularly interesting, as somebody who's an informed person about the document, how they excerpt particular portions of the document to justify casting a ballot in favor of their candidate. Senator McCain's website as well, I would strongly urge voters to go to see how he reflects on not only the life issues that are so important to the Catholic constituency, but other issues as well. You know, the McCain campaign was very outspoken on supporting a comprehensive immigration reform proposal. And it did so as well as supporting school choice issues as well. So there's a lot to talk about here as we proceed in the next couple months, and we'll have other shows about selecting not only the next president of the United States, but some of the senatorial campaigns as well as candidates on the local level, which influence so much of what our daily lives. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. I'm going to be signing off now at 9:57 a.m. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on the third week in July. Gosh, I can't believe it's July already. By that time, the White Sox will be well ahead of the Cubs in their quest to become 2000 and what year are we in? World Series winner. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next month.
Invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Pope Benedict XVI makes an historic trip to the United States. During his six-day visit, the Pope makes several stops in Washington and New York. He addresses the United Nations, prays with clergy abuse victims, goes to Ground Zero, and celebrates Mass with tens of thousands of Catholic faithful at Nationals Park and Yankee Stadium. Cardinal George was at the Pope's side throughout the visit. We'll talk with Cardinal George about Pope Benedict's U.S. tour in this very special edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.